I find it hard to get out of a regular bed. It's always sad in the morning. You're like, I'm gonna miss you. You were wonderful last night. I didn't want it to end. We never want it to end, right? That's why there's the snooze bar. Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination. As my first decision of the day, I will go back to sleep. How many plants is the snooze bar destroyed? You hear the alarm, you're like, you know what? I'm not going to the gym this morning. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I took a long shower yesterday. Snooze. 8 minutes later, you hear the alarm. You know what? I always wanted to go on welfare. Snooze. The best is when you wake up, you look at the clock, and you see you still have time to sleep. It's like finding $1,000. This is my lucky day slash night slash day!
Let the river run. Let all the dreamers wake the nation. Come, the new Jerusalem.
I decided to wear my spring coat because when I came in yesterday, it was beautiful. I go out this morning with my spring jacket and I am freezing. But I kept it on because I know it's going to be warmer today. But then I looked at the forecast when I came in. It's not going to be that much warmer. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 43, clear tonight, lows around 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 54. The weekend, showers and thunderstorms possible both days. Right now, it's cloudy and 39 degrees, right? 39, and I wore a very light spring jacket. And I don't wear long-sleeve shirts, ever. So I'm wearing a short-sleeve shirt to boot. What a dumb move that was this morning. The Brewers will take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 5:05 here on WRJN tonight. We have got Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo coming up a little later on. about 7:15-ish, she is going to talk about some of the events coming up at the Racine Zoo. So that's straight ahead. We've got some tickets to give away to the State Fair. Your choice of three. I held up four fingers just now. Your choice of three shows that are coming. You get to pick one which you want tickets for. Why did I do that? I just, in the studio, I held up four. I said three shows, but I held up four fingers. Now that's got to be some syndrome. I'm sure there's a medical name for that. Three, but I held up four. You know, they do that on The Simpsons, too, and they throw it in our face. You know, all the characters, with the exception of God and Jesus, had four fingers on their hands because it just looks better in animation. So when anybody on The Simpsons says four, they hold up one hand. And when they say five, they hold up one hand and one finger from the other hand to show the number five when they have five. And yeah, God and Jesus have five fingers on each hand on The Simpsons. And they asked the writers, well, how come they have five? And their answer was, they're perfect. All right, good answer. 611 WRTN Radio. Today is a palindrome. You know what a palindrome is? Now, nobody told me today was a palindrome. I actually figured it out yesterday when I was working, doing some work. A palindrome is when something backwards and forwards is exactly the same. So if you write today's date on a piece of paper numerically, it's 4-24-24. Backwards, that's 4-24-24. It's both ways. So today is a palindrome. You don't get many of those, but we got one now. Okay, so enjoy the day. And you sound smart at work today. And say, did you know today's a palindrome? What's a palindrome? Well, as being a member of Mensa, we know this kind of stuff. Palindrome is, hold on a second, let me hear what Don said. Yeah, Don said that, yeah. Okay, it's the same backwards and forwards. 4-24-24, April 24th, palindrome. There you go. A little smarter, aren't you? Okay, it's 612, 613 at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, seeing articles like this cannot be a good sign for the economy. Someone did a write-up on the best things in your house to sell for parts. Like if you have an old junker car in the garage, the old engine could get you $500. Those airbags are expensive, $200 a piece. Then you've got computers, board games, electric guitars. And this one I didn't know about, specific pieces for old Lego sets go for a lot of money. Who knew? All that cash laying around the house and in your garage. Finance Buzz wants to pay a first-timer $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies. Huh. They want someone to evaluate and rate the Skywalker saga to give an outsider's perspective. I've only seen the first Star Wars. That's the only one I've seen. And I was forced to see that. Our radio station where I work, my first radio station, 1977, we held the premiere for the Star Wars movie. The people, you know, I guess Fox came to our radio station. It was held at the Cinerama Theater on Long Island, the big Cinerama screen. And they printed up tickets for us with our logo and everything, and they wanted us to give away. I think the Cinerama Theater held about almost 2,000 people. It was huge. So we had 1,000 tickets to give away. And we filled it, you know, we got our 1,000, and the staff went. And I didn't care for the movie. I just didn't think it was that big a deal. What do I know? I thought the Super Mario Brothers and Barbie movies were going to be flops. What do I know? So maybe I can get the 1,000 because I can't even remember the first one. So maybe I can get that $1,000. But you can't watch all 9 Star Wars films. That could be. You know, they once asked Siskel and Ebert. They said, you have a real cush job because you think so? We have to sit through bad movies all week long, and you've got to sit in that seat and watch that bad movie because you've got to write a review of it, so you've got to see all of it. And when you have to sit through hours and hours of hours of bad movies, you won't think it's such a cush job. I sat through a bad movie once in a theater. Oh, I couldn't wait for the thing to end. Just please end. And I was with a date, so I couldn't walk out. So I'm sitting there watching this movie. I said, oh, please let it end early. I just can't stand it anymore. A third of Americans wouldn't actually mind living in a van down by the river. 30,000 people polled. 36%, yeah, van life is something they'd consider. Now, before you say yes to van life, there was a movie. It won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year. It was called Nomadland with Frances McDormand. My wife and I watched it about 3 or 4 times. It's that good. It's about living in a van. It is not glamorous, especially when she had to take a lesson on how to set up a bathroom in her van with a cup, a little tin can cup. It's not a glamorous life. It really isn't. You live in little van get-togethers. What they do is all the people who have the vans get together. They live in a parking, you know, out in the desert somewhere. Then they move on to the next one, move on. It is not glamorous at all. You would think it would be, living the hippie life, but it's not. Watch Nomadland. You'll get a different perspective on that. Odd but true, odd but true, 4% of people have never had a headache in their life. Well, that's interesting. What's their secret? I'd love to know. I'm popping Tylenol every week for my headaches. California might ban the clear feature in airports. You know what that is, the clear feature? Unless you pay $189 a year to skip the security line. Now, the new bill claims it's just letting the rich people cut in line and, you know, get ahead of the line. So, for $189, all the terrorists can just skip the line. That doesn't make sense at all. The whole idea of security is to check everybody out before they get on a plane. Now I find out the guy next to me maybe skipped the security line for $189. Here's a fun fact. Your body contains 0.2 milligrams of gold. Before you get all excited, it's only worth about a penny. So don't drain your body to get the gold. A 35-year-old guy in England just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a refrigerator strapped to his back. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in under 6 hours. Now, the cops had to stop him during a training run a few months back. They thought he was stealing a refrigerator because he had it on his back. He's actually doing it to raise money for diabetes research. He'd been trying to break a world record for the fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back. He fell short of that, but big congrats on the engagement because she said yes. Feel good story time. A couple met as babies in the hospital 30 years ago. They were both born premature. They were in the preemie unit at a hospital together. Now they're married. They recently had a baby of their own. Their daughter just turned a year old. Isn't that a great story? I told you, it's a feel-good story. I like feel-good stories like that. A survey, about 20% of Americans say they're always thinking about the next vacation while they're on vacation. 80% of people like the idea of a do-nothing vacation where they just sit by the pool. No, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. And I'll tell you why you don't. Because when you get done doing that, you'll feel you wasted your whole vacation. I always say, I just don't want to do anything. Then my wife plans out these wonderful vacations. She does a great job of planning those vacations out. I love it. Now, getting me into the car to go on vacation is the hardest part. But once I'm there, I just love it. And we do plan out sometimes we'll talk about what we're going to do next. Yeah. Becoming sunny today with a high near 43 degrees. Clear tonight, lows 34. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 54. The weekend, showers and thunderstorms possible. Right now, we've got clouds, 39 degrees. It's 619 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Oh, baby, 'cause I'm
last hit song, The Carpenter's Head, touched me while I'm dancing. As a matter of fact, I think that was the last music video she filmed, Karen Carpenter, before she passed away. That was so sad. What a talented duo, her and her brother. And by the way, they're not The Carpenters. Richard Carpenter made it clear the name of the group is just called Carpenters. It's like the group Pretenders or Scorpions. There's no "the" in front of it. When she passed away, they were showing the music video on all the newscasts, because that was the last you could see in the music video how thin she was. I mean, it was very obvious that she had just lost a ton of weight. Anorexia nervosa, that's what did her in. She just kept losing weight. And you can see it on this video. It's 6:23 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here at Civic Media, Hometown Radio, refreshed. Becoming sunny today. Going to be a nice day with a high near 43. Still a little chilly. Maybe some frost tonight, too. You know, my wife keeps putting those plants outside. Then she's got to hustle them in at night and put the grow light on them the next day. It's too cold outside. Moron news. This is a nice feature. The moron of the day. Here's the moron of the day. A 40-year-old man in Colorado found guilty of multiple charges, which all started when he went through a Burger King drive-thru and instead of cash, he tried to pay with methamphetamines. Moron news. All right, what counts as old age these days? Well, it depends who you ask. Today's middle-aged adults say it begins in your mid to late 70s. I'm sure people in their mid to late 70s say it begins in your mid to late 80s. The older, you know, I remember when I wasn't 13 yet, but I remember when my brother turned 13, so I must have been about 7 years old. I said, wow, oh, if the life is over at 13. Oh, yeah, so then it was 18. Then I remember when my brother turned 21, I said, oh, that's the end of life, 21. And then it became 30 and 40. And 50. As you get older, that old age limit goes up and up and up. Health officials in Australia telling people, if you're bitten by a venomous snake, do not bring the snake to the ER with you. Now, do we really need to be told that fact? Isn't that kind of odd? Oh, here's the little... You got to say it in Australian accent. I can't do that, but... Hey, mate, here's a little critter that bit me. You bring the venomous snake with you in the ER. All right, here's a headline in need of a story. Now, I happened to find the story this morning when I got up. I looked up the story. Because yesterday, but I couldn't find the story that went with it. It was just a headline. Milan, Italy might ban ice cream and pizza after midnight. What a headline. Now you got to know the story, right? All right, here's what happened. There's too many people in the streets at night and too much noise in neighborhoods because people are going into ice cream and pizza shops at, you know, after midnight, and they're enjoying their ice cream and pizza in the streets at night, and they're just, people are, can't get to sleep because there's big crowds of people. All the kids are, you know, getting together in the summer and they're just hanging out eating ice cream and pizza after midnight. So they want to ban ice cream and pizza after midnight. See, the headline does have a story attached to it. Showbiz news. Check out the new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. It's theaters July 26th. Never got into those movies. Parts of Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch have been restored for the upcoming biopic of Michael. Kim Kardashian lost over 100,000 followers on social media since Taylor Swift's diss track. Now, we mentioned this yesterday or the day before. Thank You, Almy is the name of the song. Now, the K in thank you is capitalized, so is the I and the M in Almy. Thank you, Amy, not Almy. Thank you, Amy. And it spells Kim, so it's a diss track. And she lost 100,000 people. All right, Coachella. The music festival fined $28,000 because Lana Del Rey went 13 minutes over her time limit on Friday night. Now, who fined her? The local township for going over? I don't say who fined her. All right. Full of indecisions, can't make up your mind? How would you like to pay someone to make all your decisions for you? Or even better, how would you like if they paid you for the privilege to make your decisions? Well, it's a thing. There's an app called Nunu. Lets you charge people $5 to vote and make choices for you, like where to have lunch or who to go on a date with. Then you do whatever, you know, gets the most votes. So you got to pay $5 to tell that person what to do. What a scam! Who's, that can't be still around. This was just recently, too. That can't be still in business. Who is paying for... And then the app people have to get money, too, I assume. What a scam. A bar just reopened in England, auctioned off the first beer they poured in over a year, raised $1,000 for charity. You know, that's not a bad idea. When a new bar opens up, or under new ownership, auction off the first drink, the first beer, and give the money to the charity. I thought that's not a bad idea. As stupid as it sounds, it's a good idea. A woman got her ex back by staging a fake wedding 3 months after they broke up and posting the photos to make him jealous. People think it's clever. Others say it's just crazy. She got him back. Now, when he found out it was a fake wedding, I mean, didn't that bother him or anything that she pulled that stunt on him? You'd think it would be, right? Yeah. I guess some people can be scammed and don't bother. They don't care about it. I would care about it. All right. The average adult feels like they're 7 years younger than they actually are. Huh. And the age when they're able to finally accept that they're getting old is 47. I don't know. I'm pretty up there in age. And I don't feel old. You know when I feel old is when I get up out of a chair sometimes. I read a thing that the older you get, the more noises you make when you stand up. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, you know, trying to get up out of bed in the morning. Yeah. A San Antonio man's being called a hero. He figured out that you can actually mute those annoying ads that play on the pumps at the gas stations. You can? I didn't know that. What's the secret? Actually, I don't find them annoying when I'm pumping gas. I actually watch those little TV screens at the gas pump. 629 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. You're at Civic Media's Hometown Radio. Refreshed.
Put something on your face at 10, you leave it there. You don't know the difference. I thought I was getting glasses because I couldn't tell what my parents looked like. Because every time I'd ask my mother to buy me something, she'd say, what do I look like, a bank? And you know what I was thinking? When you're 10, your parents are the bank. You know what I mean? If I'm 10 and I need money, could I walk in and Chase Manhattan and get money? The teller's just going to say to me, what do I look like, your mother? Hit the road, Four Eyes. I also had braces. I want you to get this picture now, okay? Glasses at 10, braces at 12. I was thrilled to have these things on my face. I mean, you know, you're thinking about talking to a girl for the very first time in my life. I want a lot of corrective apparatus on my head. This is what women like. I said to my parents, let's not stop now. Let's get me a hearing aid, orthopedic surgery.
Like you don't want the love of this man at all. And it's sure been a lonely time, right up to the time I met you. So if you take a ride like mine, ooh, it's ended with my love. You know how easy it is to hurt me. And if it's ended with my love,
cause it's all that I've got, and my love won't desert me.
So you said to yourself, boy, you're out in the rain. Do you think I'm gonna stand here, mother, in the rain? And it's the start of the love.
At WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Becoming sunny today, a beautiful day with a high near 43. A little cool, but still nice. Clear tonight, lows around 34, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Looks like a high tomorrow of 54. That's not too bad. Currently cloudy, 39 degrees. I just poked my beak outside. My beak got cold out there. I saw a dog walking in front of our building. You know, he was with the owner walking him. Dog doesn't seem to care about the cold. They just want to get out. And once they're out there, they... they don't care. It's hard to believe that thin layer of fur they have keeps them warm. Meanwhile, the guy walking here looked like Nanook of the North out there. All bundled up this morning. The Brewers take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 5.05 p.m. this afternoon here at WRJN, your home of the Brewers, the Bucks, the Badgers, and the Packers, and high school sports this fall. Dick Graceffa is going to run some games for us, high school sports. That should be fun and interesting. Coming up in a few minutes, we've got tickets to give away to the State Fair. You can win tickets to either your choice of Charlie Behrens, funny guy, the Brothers Osborne, along with special guest star Sarah Evans, and also we've got TLC with special guest star Jordan Sparks at the Wisconsin State Fair. You get a choice of tickets. Which guest, which star do you want to see? That's coming up in just a few minutes from now. If you have a question for me, you can text me. And by the way, I didn't find out. Somebody texted yesterday, and they said you have to pay if you want to do that no-mow May, where you let your lawn grow for the honeybees. Now, the city sells a sign for $25, but I was under the understanding, and I could be wrong, that you didn't have to buy the sign for $25. You could buy it, but you didn't have to buy it. But I'll check. I know somebody texted me yesterday. I didn't get a chance to call the city yesterday. I was too busy laying around doing nothing. today, I promise you, I will call. I'll find out for you. You can text me anything you want. I don't guarantee an answer, but you can text me 262-300-7445. That's 262-300-7445. Now, you can only text me between 6 and 8 a.m. in the morning. So the only time it works. So text me 262-300-7445 if you have a question. We have our guest, special guest coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. I thought it was 7:15 for some reason. It's actually 7 o'clock. Beth Heidorn, the executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here with a bunch of programs she wants to discuss. I want to know if those giraffes are still insincere. In that song, It's All Happening at the Zoo, you know, it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. Remember Simon and Garfunkel? They say the giraffes are insincere. I'm going to see if she's talking to a giraffe lately. See if they're still insincere. All right. Oh, what else do I have for you this morning? Let's see here. If you live to be 100 years old, everyone pesters you for the secret to living so long. A 111-year-old man in Australia says his secret is eating chicken brains. Supposedly, this guy's memory is amazing, too, they say. Eating chicken brains. My mother lived to 92. She didn't have a secret. My mother was sharp as a tack before she died. She was on her cell phone every day on Instagram. Not Instagram. Facebook and what's that one? X now. Oh, Twitter. Twitter. She was on Twitter all the time. She's watching the news, yelling at the television. And, she was sharp as a tack up until the exact second she passed away. And 92 years old. Let's see. Odd but true. In the years between the Chicago Cubs' most recent World Series wins, 1908 and 2016, they won in 1908 and had to wait till 2016 to win their next one. These things happened. Arizona became a state, got a Major League Baseball team, and Arizona won a World Series. All happened between the two World Series wins of the Chicago Cubs. Arizona became a state, got a Major League team, and won a World Series. All while the Cubs were losing, I guess. The jobs site Zipia.com posted a list of 5 good paying jobs that also make people happy. Human resource manager, engineer, physical therapist, contractor, finance manager, disc jockey. No, I threw that last one in. It's really a job where you don't have to break your back to work. You really don't. You ask anybody in radio. I mean, one of the reasons they're in there is because they don't want to work hard. So they, you know who works hard? The engineers work hard. They got to schlep equipment in the building. They got to lug it in. They got to set it up. And they got to carry heavy things and got to, you know, stick their fingers in sockets. And, you know, they work hard. The disc jockey shows up. Okay, what do you want me to play today? All right. I've been doing it so long that I forgot it's actually work. All right, what else I got for you here? Hey, you never know where your angel is. A nurse in Texas got an award for saving a guy who crashed his motorcycle last year. She was driving when it happened, got to him immediately, kept him calm for 20 minutes, made sure he didn't move his head. Turns out he had a neck injury, too. His doctors say if she had not been there, he probably would have been paralyzed for the rest of his life. My wife was convinced I had a guardian angel. I'm going to tell you two stories here. This was here in Racine. Everywhere I went, this guy was there. I don't think he knew me. He was just there. And he was a little different looking, so he was very easy to spot. He wasn't, you know, I can't say normal or regular, but he just seemed a little off. But he was everywhere I went. And my wife would say, there he is. There he is. We go to the supermarket. We found, saw him there shopping. Then we, you know, be at an event or something. There he was. He was everywhere. She said, he's got to be your guardian angel. He's always there. But how do you see him? If he's my guardian angel, are you able to see him? Anyway, so we thought he was my guardian angel. My ex-sister-in-law, really, she is just a sweet person, but she said she can talk to the dead, and she used to do it for people. And one day, she says, I have to talk to you about something. This is way back, a long time ago. And I said to her, well, what do you want to talk about? She goes, I spoke to your guardian angel. I said, oh, I don't want to hear that. She said, no, it's important. I said, I don't want to hear it. She said, I really have to talk to you. Now, keep in mind, Debbie did not know my, you know, extended family, you know, my mother's side and everything. And she said, I said, who's my guardian angel? She said, she's your aunt, Lil. But I didn't understand it. She said, she's really not your aunt. Well, my grandmother's best friend was Lillian Weintraub. And we just used to call her Aunt Lil. Because she was always around, Aunt Lil. But she wasn't really my aunt. Okay, now you've got my interest. She said, Aunt Lil said, something is going to be happening, and you're going to think it's terrible, but it will turn out okay. What is going to happen that's so terrible? She wasn't clear on that. She just said, something terrible is going to happen, but it'll be okay. Well, something did happen at a radio station I was working at. There's a whole big problem going on there, and it was really bad. It really was really bad, but it turned out okay. Everything went away, and it was really, you know, turned out everything was taken care of and everything was fine. Now you got my interest, because it was a week after she told me that the problem at work happened. And all right, Deb, what else do you know? You have to tell. So she said, Aunt Lil is my guardian angel. Wow. Isn't that something, huh? That she came up and says something big is going to happen at work, but it will turn out okay. And 1 week later, look what happened. So I told this to a person I worked with. I told him the whole story. He said, what else did she say? I said, what do you mean, what else did she say? I don't know if she said anything. She said, can I get in touch with this sister-in-law of yours? And I said, no, please, it's nonsense. He goes, but it all came true. I said, if I tell you to pick the number 3 and that wins $1 million, does that mean I'm clairvoyant and I could, you know, pick the number 3? Anyway, it was kind of interesting, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought so. Woof. Okay, we have got tickets to give away to the Wisconsin State Fair. We're going to give you a choice of 3 acts. You can pick anyone you want. Charlie Behrens is going to be there, coming to the State Fair on Thursday, August 8th, on the main stage for a night of uproarious comedy. He's the hilarious voice behind the Cripescast podcast on Civic Media. So Charlie Behrens is going to be there at the State Fair main stage Thursday, August 8th. Then the brothers Osborne are going to be there Sunday, August 4th on the main stage, known for their gritty vocals, electrifying guitar riffs, ready to rock, with special guest star Sarah Evans. So we've got the brothers Osborne, too. And TLC, remember the hit song Waterfalls and No Scrubs? Remember that? The iconic trio TLC. They're going to be on stage with sensational Jordan Sparks is going to be there as well. So you've got a choice. You can go see TLC. You can see the brothers Osborne, or you can go see Charlie Behrens. Your choice. I'll give you a pair of tickets. First caller gets in there at 262-634-9756. No one's calling now, so the phone lines are open. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. So give me a call. And, how many phone calls we got there? Hi, what's your first name?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your first name?
Troy.
What is it?
Troy.
Troy?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, okay, Troy. Which show did you want to go to?
Charlie Barron, please.
Charlie Barron's. Okay, Troy, you hold on the line. We're going to get you those tickets, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now hold on there, Troy. Troy, where are you calling from? What town?
Actually, right now I'm in Sturtevant.
Sturtevant. Where are you? Did I hear other people there?
Quick trip, picking up some breakfast.
Boy, this is a bad phone line. All right, hold on. I used to love landlines. They were so much clearer. All right, so hold on the line there, Troy. We're going to get you those tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair to see funny man Charlie Barron's. And that's coming up on, what date do I have Charlie there? Thursday, August 8th. That should be a good show. All right. It's 648 WRJN. Becoming sunny today with a high near 43. Clear tonight, lows 34. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 54. The weekend, showers and thunderstorms possible. Right now, cloudy and 39 degrees. It's chilly out there. Wow. Don't forget, the Brewers are taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 505 on WRJN. We're hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Coming up in a few minutes, you're going to hear from Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo. A lot of fun projects going on there. And we're going to talk about them in just a few moments at WRJN Radio. Hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. Remember that? Walter Egan, Magnet and Steel. becoming sunny today. I know right now it doesn't look like it because the clouds are out there. It looks kind of gloomy, but and it's cold, too. I was saying earlier today, I wore my spring jacket today. What a stupid move that was. Everybody's out there dressed like the Nook of the North, and I'm walking around like it's 70 degrees outside. But, you know, when I went to bed last night, you know, when I came in the house actually yesterday afternoon, it was nice out there. And I woke up this morning in a deep freeze. Now, keep that in mind when I talk to you about our next story coming up. Stuart J. Waddle's watching our news for us today in our news center. And here's what Stuart has for us. Get ready for a freeze watch in effect for late tonight through early tomorrow morning. Temperatures as low as 28 degrees possible. The watch covers a good chunk of the state, including the southeast Wisconsin area. Frost and freeze conditions could potentially harm crops, sensitive plants, and outdoor plumbing. And my wife's plants that she put out. She's got to hustle them in the house. You know, when we were getting married, we had mums for our wedding. And I had a condo I was living in by myself at the time. And she gave me the mums, and I had to keep them outside. And this is when she worked for the police station. She worked for the police in a late shift. And she called me up one night, and she said, "Where are the mums?" I said, "They're outside. Get them in. Get them in now. It's going to be freezing tonight. Get them in." I said, "I'm sleeping. Get them in. Get them in now." I ran out my underwear from the condo and hustled in all the mums in the house. My dog was looking at me like, "What are you doing? We're sleeping. Get them in. Get the mums in the house." The 61st District Rep wants to do the same with the 32nd District. State Representative Amanda Nedweski, who currently represents the 61st District in the State Assembly, has announced her candidacy for re-election. She'll be running in the 32nd due to a redistricting, which the modified district covering about 70% of the old district. It includes the Strawberry Creek subdivision in Kenosha, Wheatland, Genoa City, and a small part of Lake Geneva. In her announcement, Nedweski says she'll advocate for tax cuts and holding public schools and the UW system more accountable. In downtown Kenosha, you could soon get a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk, or a stick of butter. The city council has approved a plan brought forward by the operators of the Kenosha Public Market for a downtown grocery store. They want to use the old Alford building at 58th Street and 7th Street for a full-time market. For now, only a portion of the long vacant building would get rehabbed and used. The deal could knock down the price if $1 million of improvements are made. There's been a realignment in high school sports. The WIAA has changed up what schools are part of, their conferences, with some big changes around here. Starting in 2025, there'll be a 7-team Southeastern Wisconsin conference consisting of Kenosha and Racine High Schools, along with Franklin, Oak Creek. Oak Creek will move, by the way, into a conference with Maguanago, Waukesha West, and five others. Let me just repeat that. Starting in 2025, there'll be a 7-team Southeastern Conference consisting of Kenosha and Racine High Schools, along with Franklin. Now, Oak Creek moves into a conference with Maguanico, Waukesha West, and five others. You know what? We had the head of the WIAA on with us a couple of months ago. Maybe I'll bring him back. We've got to talk to him, get the lowdown on all these changes. Stuart J. Waddle's watching our news for us today at WRJN. He'll have reports throughout the entire day today. And also, if you want to hear our reports and follow the news, go to WRJN.com. It's right there, WRJN.com. You can also follow all the news across the state from all our civic media radio stations. We have the entire state covered, all the way from Hayward down to Racine and Kenosha. Check it out at WRJN.com and civic media. You can check out Civic Media on Facebook and also download the Civic Media app as well. Got you covered here. We're taking care of you. Don't worry about that, all right? All right, here's your kid's dream job. They're probably already doing it for free. A company called Ubiquitous does brand marketing on social media. They're offering to pay three people $100 an hour to watch TikTok. Before you get too excited, it's a one-off, not a full-time gig. Now, if you're one of the people they pick, you make a nice chunk of change in a single day. They'll pay three people $1,000 each to go on a 10-hour TikTok binge. What do you think about that? You better hurry up because I think they just passed a bill to get rid of TikTok in a year or something like that. So you better hurry up if that's what you want to do. All right. I heard this morning that I was listening to the farm report with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, that there was a promo for what's that, broken pencils that we air here on Civic Media. And in the promo, they said schools will now have the capability of scanning students' papers to see if they used AI to write the papers. See, I always wondered, how do you know if ChatGPT is writing your paper? Well, now they have a scanner that can tell them that. Isn't that interesting? Who knew? Coming up, we're going to talk to Beth Hydorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, right here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us at Civic Media Radio, Hometown Radio, refreshed at 6:59.